Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Robinhood Markets Inc., ticker HOOD. If you're curious about whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell after its recent earnings stumble, stick around because I'm breaking down everything from financials to valuation, SWOT, and more. Let's get started. So if you've been following the market, you've probably heard of Robinhood. They've been a game changer in the financial services space, especially for retail investors like you and me. Their mission to democratize finance has made waves, but lately, their stock has taken a hit. I'm going to walk you through what's happening with HOOD, analyze their numbers, and help you decide if this is an opportunity or a warning sign. Let's dive into who they are and what they're all about. Robinhood Markets Inc., headquartered in Menlo Park, California, was founded in 2013 by Vladimir Tenev and Baiju Bhatt. Their platform shook up the investing world by offering commission-free trading, making it super accessible for everyday folks to jump into stocks, ETFs, options, and even crypto. They've built a massive user base, especially among younger investors, with a slick app that's easy to use. Beyond trading, they've rolled out features like Robinhood Gold for premium services and even debit cards tied to brokerage accounts. With nearly 2,900 employees, they're a key player in the financial services sector, specifically in the capital markets industry. But as we'll see, their journey hasn't been without bumps. Let's talk money, specifically Robinhood's revenue. For the full year 2025, they reported total revenue of about 4.47 cents billion yen, a significant jump from $2.95 billion in 2024. Breaking it down, the bulk of their income comes from transaction-based revenues, which accounted for roughly $2.63 billion in 2025. That's the fees and spreads they make from trades. They also pulled in $179 million from gold subscription revenues, which is their premium membership offering perks like higher interest on uninvested cash. Other revenue streams, like proxy revenues and miscellaneous income, added smaller chunks, $63 million and $89 million, respectively. This shows they're heavily reliant on trading activity, which can be a double-edged sword when markets cool off or volatility drops. Still, the year-over-year growth is impressive, and it signals they're scaling fast. Now let's zoom in on their latest earnings. For Q1 2026, Robinhood reported results that disappointed the market, with both revenue and earnings missing expectations. According to recent reports, their top and bottom lines fell short of the Zacks consensus estimate, contributing to a 13.2% drop in stock price since the announcement. Despite this, their full year 2025 numbers show strength, with net income hitting $1.88 billion, or 2.2 per share, compared to $1.41 billion, or $1.06 per share, in 2024. That's a big turnaround from the losses they posted in 2023. However, guidance for higher operating expenses and stock-based compensation in 2026 has spooked some investors. It's clear they're investing heavily for growth, but the question is whether that will pay off. Diving deeper into their strategic direction, let's take a look at some insights from their Q4 2024 earnings call. Management highlighted that they crossed $1 billion in revenue for the quarter, a huge milestone, and emphasized their focus on product innovation. They're expanding into new areas like retirement accounts and international markets, aiming to diversify beyond just trading revenue. They also talked about strong net deposit growth, with $18 billion in Q1 2026 alone, showing users are still pouring money into the platform. CEO Vlad Tenev seems confident about building Robinhood into a more diversified financial services company, which could help stabilize income streams long term. Let's break down the financial statements to get a clearer picture of Robinhood's health. On the income statement side, their 2025 gross profit came in at $3.73 billion, with operating income of 2.9 cents billionaires, showing solid profitability after years of losses. Their balance sheet reflects total assets of 38.14 cents billion as of 2025, up from 26.19 billions in 2024, with cash and equivalents at 4.26 billion, decent liquidity to weather storms. However, total liabilities are high at $28.99 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.68, which suggests they're carrying significant leverage. Looking at cash flow, they generated $1.62 billion in free cash flow for 2025, a stark contrast to the negative $170 million in 2024. This improvement shows better operational efficiency, but the high liabilities are something to watch. Their current ratio of 1.26 indicates they can cover short-term obligations, which is reassuring. Overall, the financials paint a picture of growth with some underlying risks. Now, let's tackle valuation. Robinhood's current price-to-earnings ratio based on trailing 12 months is around 43.27, which is pretty steep compared to the industry average of about 117.36 for capital markets. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 18.27, also on the higher side, reflecting the market's high expectations for future growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a drop to around 54.62 for 2025 and down to 37.92 by 2027, suggesting the stock could become more reasonably valued if earnings growth keeps up. With a market cap of about $66.3 billion and an enterprise value of $92.85 billion, Robinhood isn't cheap. The question is whether their growth trajectory justifies the premium. Let's move into a SWOT analysis to weigh Robinhood's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their revenue growth is undeniable. Hitting over $4 billion in 2025 is a testament to their ability to scale. Their user-friendly platform and massive retail investor base, especially among millennials and Gen Z, give them a strong edge. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on transaction-based revenue makes them vulnerable to market downturns or reduced trading volumes, as seen in the recent crypto revenue drop. Opportunities are exciting. They're expanding into new products like retirement accounts and eyeing international markets, which could diversify their income. However, threats loom large. Regulatory scrutiny in the financial sector is intense, and competition from established players like Fidelity or newer fintechs could erode their market share. Plus, stock price volatility tied to retail sentiment is a real risk. Balancing these factors is key to understanding Hood's future. Let's check out Robinhood's recent performance on the charts. Over the past week, Hood is up 5.02%, which is a nice short-term bounce, but zoom out and the picture gets uglier, down 28.05% over the past month and 28.34% over the last 3 months. Over the past year, though, they've gained 35.77%, and over 5 years, they're up an impressive 118.58%. The stock's beta of 2.46 means it's highly volatile, moving more than twice as much as the broader market. Right now at around $73.66, the stock is well off its highs, reflecting the post-earnings sell-off. For short-term traders, there could be a potential rebound if sentiment shifts, but the downward trend over the past few months suggests caution. Now, let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Robinhood is over or undervalued. I've run a discounted cash flow model based on their free cash flow trends and growth projections. Using their 2025 free cash flow of $1.62 billion as a starting point, and assuming a conservative growth rate of 10% over the next 5 years, followed by a terminal growth rate of 2.5%, I've factored in a discount rate of around 8% to account for market risks and their high beta. After crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to approximately $85. That's above the current market price of $73.66, suggesting Robinhood might be undervalued by about 15%. Keep in mind, though, that DCF models have limitations, especially for financial companies like Robinhood, where cash flows can be less predictable due to their reliance on trading volumes. Alternative metrics like price to book or forward PE might offer additional perspectives, but this gives us a starting point to think about long-term value. All right, let's wrap this up. Robinhood is a fascinating stock with a lot of potential, but also some serious risks. Their growth story is strong, with revenue and profitability trending up, and their push into new markets could be a game changer. However, the recent earnings miss, high valuation multiples, and reliance on volatile trading revenue are red flags. Personally, I think Hood could be a speculative buy if you believe in their long-term vision, especially at this discounted price, but I'd keep position sizing small given the volatility. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on Robinhood? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. See you in the next video.